Talk 101 FM, first with news and talk in Decatur. I'm Tara Nickerson. You're listening to The Daily Wrap, and I've got a special guest joining me on the line. Caroline Miller is with us. She's the author of Positively Caroline, How I Beat Bulimia for Good and Found Real Happiness. Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, positive, and thanks for having me.
Well, I wanted to talk to you because coming up next week, or a little more than a week away, I should say, is National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. It actually starts on February 23rd, and I wanted to get your perspective. Obviously, eating disorders are something that you are familiar with, something you've experienced and beat, and so, you know, what does focusing in on this for a week mean to you?
Oh, gosh, it means a lot, because back in 1988, I wrote the first autobiography by a survivor of bulimia, and back then, nobody knew what to do with people like me. They certainly didn't know how to treat us, and so when my book came out, it really was pretty explosive, because I put a face and a name and a story to this whole idea of what is this throw-up disease, and it's still selling today, actually, and it's about to be re-released. But the reason I'm talking to you today is I just wrote a book on how did I get to 30 years of recovery, unbroken, which, again, is not even supposed to exist. I'm not supposed to exist. So when we have a week where we can draw attention not just to what does a Barbie doll look like all blown up or college girls shouldn't go on diets before spring break, I think we need to take a bigger perspective on what's really been happening in the eating disorder world for the last 30 years, so people have more hope and more tools to work with.
You know, it seems to me that with the rise in eating disorders over the years and the continuous focus that we all put on physical appearance and weight and things like that, it is kind of shocking to me that I think there are, I would almost say, a majority of people probably still think that bulimia is a strange disease, and they might even question whether it is a disease, because, you know, when you have bulimia and you're binging and purging, people think, well, just stop doing it.
Right.
And they think it's that simple.
Right.
Do you relate to it in the sense of, do you feel it's just as powerful a disease as something like alcoholism, drug addiction? Are they all in the same vein?
Well, I don't think it's just as powerful. I know it's just as powerful. And another thing that's happened in the last 30 years is research has been piling up showing that it follows the path of an addictive disease. It's very hard to find a bulimic that does not come from a family of alcoholism or mood disorder or some other kind of genetic vulnerability. So it just really depends on what's the environment you're in. Are you male? Are you female? And so what becomes your drug of choice? For me, it was food. Somebody else, like Philip Seymour Hoffman, alcohol and drugs. But we probably share the exact same chemical vulnerability. So it is something to be taken seriously. Anorexia still kills more people than any other mental and nervous condition. So I was bulimic. Anorexia is a little bit rarer, but still, this is not about, you know, overprivileged white girls wanting to look thinner. This is a brutal disease that takes you down. It's a big black hole. And I was reading a story of a heroin overcoming, a young man I knew growing up who just went public with his own story in the Washington Post today. And it was exactly the same thinking I had, which was, I'm going to try this. Nothing bad can happen to me. I'm strong. I've got all these other things going for me. And then you're sucked in, and then you're hooked. And the next thing you know, you're behaving in ways that are contrary to who you really are. And in my case, I was able to hide it. I was able to hide it for 7 or 8 years. I went to Harvard. I graduated magna cum laude. Nobody knew. Nobody knew about my illness. So when I bottomed out, it was very, very ugly. And fortunately, I was able to just claw my way back to life. And I have followed the exact same trajectory as an alcoholic. In fact, I did stop drinking 30 years ago. And I have been in several 12-step groups, particularly at the beginning of my recovery. So they're identical. And for anyone to think that they're not as powerful and as debilitating and, you know, they can cause as much ruin to your life doesn't really understand what's going on here with eating disorders.
How do we as a society balance these issues? Because, you know, there's so much pressure on us to be, you know, thin, and whether it's, you know, supermodels or whether it's just people posting pictures of themselves on Facebook and other social media, Instagram, Twitter, right, et cetera, you know, the pressure mounts for us to appear a certain way. But on the flip side, there would be those who are consistently fighting against the obesity epidemic in our country that says we need to, you know, perpetuate the importance of a healthy body weight. It seems like these two might be at odds with each other at some point.
Oh, well, you're absolutely right. It's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't situations where technology has allowed people to, who are particularly ashamed, reach out and find support on message boards, in Facebook groups, on 1-800 chat lines for people with eating disorders and alcoholism. So there's no question that technology has connected people in positive ways. On the other hand, there's been a lot of attention paid to the fact that you know, there are these thinspiration kind of websites and pro-bulimia, pro-anorexia websites that are really damaging. And if you're in a certain mindset and you're vulnerable and you're self-destructive, that kind of technology and those kinds of places where people can migrate can do a lot of damage. And then the photoshopping, and then Christie Brinkley at 60 on the front of People magazine, and you know 50 is the new 30, and now at 60 I guess we're supposed to look like we're 20. So women are really held to an unrealistic standard, and it's not really about what we look like, it's about who are we. And that's what I grappled with, and that's the story I told in Positively Caroline, because once you get in recovery and you've put food in its proper place, you are left with this whole other part of recovery you have to deal with, which is the emotional healing and dealing with, you know, what's underneath and what are you here for and what is authentic happiness. And I got a degree in positive psychology at Penn a few years ago, which really helped me bring a new language to the whole work of eating disorder recovery. So there's a lot of science of happiness research that I think now could be used in greater ways in the addiction recovery world. So it's about finding what real happiness is, and it's not about a number on a scale, and it's not about the size jeans you get into, and it's not about how thin your thighs look in a picture. It's really about what is your purpose, what is your legacy, what are you here to leave behind, but you also do have to live in a healthy body, so you have to balance those things together.
Well, again, I'm talking with Caroline Miller. She's the author of Positively Caroline, How I Beat Bulimia for Good and Found Real Happiness. You know, Caroline, it sounds to me like finding out who we are and learning not to you know, I guess self-medicate with either depriving ourselves or overindulging. Mm-hmm. It actually sounds like the book might be helpful for people who face an eating disorder on either end of the spectrum.
Well, right. I think the book, the reviews it's getting on Amazon are really extraordinary. I've never had so many five-star reviews. And what I'm hearing is that women who are just at midlife looking for purpose and meaning, and who are they if they're not, say, raising their children or juggling or working full-time. A lot of the research on women at midlife is pretty frightening. We are now the most unhappy group of people pretty much on the planet in the United States. And some of it is because we haven't been able to kind of dig out of what the expectations are, and we're still trying to be all things to all people. So the book appeals to them. It appeals to my daughter's generation. She's 21, and she wrote the foreword to the book because she wanted the world to know that she was raised in a home with an openly recovering mom who discussed her bulimia in a way that didn't make her feel that there was shame associated with it. There's too much shame. Even people in recovery don't really talk about it. So she wanted to say from her perspective how she thought the world should kind of view people like me. So the book appeals to a lot of people, young, middle-aged, old, eating disorder, not eating disorder, addiction, and I'm really proud of it. I think it's my best work ever.
Well, I think that people could definitely benefit from reading it, whether they've ever faced an eating disorder or not. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Again, the title of the book is Positively Caroline, How I Beat Bulimia for Good and Found Real Happiness. Is there a website they can go to find out more?
Yes, two websites, if you don't mind. My main website is my name, carolinemiller.com, but the book does have its own website, and that's positivelycaroline.com. So either one will get you to where you need to go if you want to just learn more about not just the book, but all phases of what eating disorders can do to people and to families.
Well, I think in this day and age, education, of course, is power. It's important for us to be educated, for us to have a deeper understanding of the issues involved in an eating disorder, whether we have one or we just, would like to have a healthier perspective on where real happiness comes from. I mean, again, great information. Again, also want to remind our listeners that National Eating Disorder Awareness Week does start on February 23rd, so it's right around the corner. And Caroline, I think open dialogue and good conversations like those you talked about, having at home with your daughter and things like that, I think it really could go a long way with, beating the statistics when it comes to eating disorders in this country. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Great. Thank you so much. And we're looking to raise hope, awareness and hope. So thank you.
Fantastic. Again, Caroline Miller, my guest. I'm Tara Nickerson. You're listening to The Daily Wrap. This is Talk 101 FM.